So very warm welcome for the participants of this presentation, and I would like to introduce the guests who are from Ex Libris company, Christian Motovsky and Ellen Oliver, and from the Hungarian representation, Ágoston Németh will help us in the communication. We sent out a registration form, and the participants had a opportunity to ask questions. We have gathered all these and handed over to the lecturers today, and they will answer the whole questions. They try to incorporate into what they will say, and that if there are questions open at the end of the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask further questions. Why do we do it in English and with no translation? The major reason is that it's quite a challenging task to present a complex system like this in a very short time. We have only one day for this, and it's quite obvious that with a translation we would double the time we would need. And we all trust the people who are sitting here in this room could understand what we are saying and what we try to bring across. There will be a recording, as you see, and if the lecturers will approve, we will put it on the videotorium with Hungarian subtitles. So for all the people who are interested and cannot sit today here in this room, this will be available, and also you can have a look later if you have certain questions which you are interested in. So why the National Library initiated these whole sessions? Because this session today is the first step in a series of different integrated library system presentations. We will have further guests on Monday here, and in autumn we will continue with this. There are many reasons why we do this. Quite obvious ones, like we have vast collections, books, periodicals, special collections, and many libraries are using these collections. We have a very old-fashioned solution right now, and we are looking for opportunities how can we renew these services and how we can make it 21st century technologies using a quite modern new system. And doing this, we are quite willing to get into conversation with other libraries and get into a dialogue and try to find out the best solution for all the libraries in Hungary. Even if we do our own system, we think it could be a nationwide system, even in cataloging and even in processing data. And the technological development we have today are bringing many new challenges which we cannot handle at the moment, because the collections we have today are printed materials mostly, but the new ones, if you want to cater for the data which are arising, digital-born data, it's quite a new challenge as it was 10 years ago as we introduced our system, what we use today. So there is definitely a challenge handling the digital data, and also the digitized data which we find today on the internet. So we will have to do web harvesting and providing all the data which is in the web. So what we collect today is an increasing number of objects which we can handle, and we have to handle together, not only the collections of the National Library, but all the libraries which are collecting different types of data. The biggest question is, of course, the quality and the art of standards and communications. So I think it's a very important thing that the libraries communicate in defining what we do, what standards we use, and how we intercommunicate with the different systems. I think it's a major challenge. And also the qualifications of data. Today, everything you can access on the web, and it's quite obvious that these data are uncontrolled and not validated. And the libraries have a privilege that the data we keep has a certain quality control, and the people who are searching these data are quite capable of knowing and trust what they find in our collections. So there are a few challenges we have to face, and we want to face this together with the other libraries. And today's presentation is a starting point of a conversation between the libraries, how we want to proceed, how we take those challenges, and how we want to work together in a context. Why IT is so important today? So earlier, as we had the paper catalogs, it was quite a different one. Also, the copies of published materials are now available throughout different media, but why is it that IT is so important? As we do the presentation, it will be an IT system which we talk about. Although we talk about the library system and the workflow, how we communicate and what we provide to people, but IT is playing a major role in this. If you look at the development, we have paper printed materials, we do digitization of those objects, and we want to provide those. We have many challenges again, like copywriting, like accessibility, like speed, and there are certain sort of aspects which we have to deal with, and the librarians is only one part of this who has to understand what we provide and how we provide and how we catalog those, but the IT guys have to solve many challenges of the system which is behind, integrated systems like not only the library integrated system, but many collections which are connected to the library. And the amount of data which we handle today, the big data, is a huge challenge. But the major change in this whole history is not only the type of data we handle, but also the way of communication. I think the revolution of technology is not the major thing. The major thing is the revolution of access, that the data which people are accessing today is a completely different way as it was a couple of years ago. So I think why new models are arising, why semantic web, the search ability of the web is such a key question, is because the habits of the reading people, the researchers who are accessing data, changed completely. And I think the new strategy, what we have to face today, is completely different as it was 10 years ago. And there is a major development also that many things are only digitally born today. So if you look at the books we have today, the many different publications, even poems, are only born and published on the internet and not even in printed versions. So if you consider this, there's a completely new science arising where you don't only store objects which are printed and available in the physical world, but you deal even more with structures which are completely new. And even if you harvest the web, you have to face the question, you harvest only the content or you harvest databases, because the most data we have available today are not only on the surface, but much, much deeper. That's what I wanted to say today as an introduction to this challenge we are facing. And I want to emphasize that basically the approach we take now, that we do these presentations, and we want to encourage a dialogue between the libraries, that we have a look at different versions and we keep on talking about what is feasible and what we want to do together. And I think that's changed the most in the 21st century, the way of working together and doing different approaches as we did probably in isolated systems 5 or 10 years ago. So with these words, I want to pass the word to the lecturers today, and I wish you all the participants a very successful and beneficial presentation.